Board. By me. There we go.
So let's take it for
E. Would you like to have a scan through and see if there's anything? Yes, please. Yeah, please, Alan. Yeah, come on.
This is a report that you received a similar report, I think, last year, and this is a report that previously was taken to Cabinet and has been on every year for a number of years. It is a requirement of us, as far as the Harbour legislation goes, to produce a set of statutory accounts and an activity report, which we have audited by Ernst & Young, and they've done these groups of reports, and they have to present it in a certain way. We'll see that from the account that I've presented in the way we normally present our council accounts. And then subject to your approval, then we'll decide to, if you decide to approve the accounts, there will then be some additional Department of Transport to meet our statutory obligation. It is quite a lengthy report, it is similar to previous years. It's for our two statutory reports in terms of Newport and Ventnor. Subject to any questions or any concerns that you might have, the options are either to approve the report as stated, or to ask us to amend the report and/or reject the report. So obviously we need to make a decision on this report. This is obviously in terms of what we were just talking about from Councillor Garrett's question. This is probably more typical of the reports you would normally receive in council meetings. As I say, this is a report that is issued. Some of you will have seen this many times before.
Yep.
But I'm quite happy to take all work back to take any questions that you might have on the content of either Newport or Ventnor. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Anyone? John.
Thank you,
Alex.
John Cowdery, the figures, again, I'm very, very concerned about this fact we're running Newport Harbour at £80,000 deficit. I don't know, we always remember any money we have to subsidise the harbours with, it shouldn't be out of social services budget, because I don't see where else it's going to come from. There's not many options, is there? We really need to try and reduce this deficit, which we've also got. I'm quite surprised, I think we've come in on this, on premises cost rising from £30,000 in previous year, £63,000. Surely we own, we're in the freehold, what earth are we paying all this money for purposes? I don't understand that. So, Tommy, you can point on that. I'm on 1813, are they?
What?
1813. Starts to earn money and potentially divest ourselves of Ryde and Ventnor, where they need substantial capital investment. I think it's unlikely that we can put that capital investment into Ryde, simply because in the current year we've got bids for £16 million worth of capital, and we have 4 million available. So Harpers are never going to be top of this, which is why what we do do is provide money for the absolute essential maintenance. Ventnor Harbour is a running sore, because we're spending 75,000 or 80,000 a year shifting seaweed. We've had all sorts of reports done. Nobody will guarantee doing anything differently will remove it. And we have a situation where the boat that is, the specialised boat that is used to remove it, is at the end of its life. Will have to be replaced, which means that the cost of the next contract will increase. But all of this is a call against our funds. In the days when we had stacks of cash, it wasn't too much of a worry. But at the moment, it is a real problem. And that's what I'm trying to do with it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that. I agree with what you're saying. I was hoping to get some clarification. Has anyone got any explanation of why this 33,000 extra expenditure came on premises costs? It does seem odd.
I know, it's jumped out at me that
Okay, it's not practical.
Anyone know?
I think officers are looking through the individual budget lines at the minute. There is a £20,000 cost of a water leak.
A water leak?
Last year.
However.
A number of water leaks. I think just looking at one of the budget lines, it was only good to say the water and sewage for the year before was 2,500, and the water and sewage last was 24,000. And there were, without looking back at the detail, there were a number of leaks across the whole of the site. And there was, I'm sure they were looking at some sort of reclaim once those leaks had been repaired.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether. Obviously, we've got the increased cost in last year's for it, and that's based £20,000 difference over 2 years.
Well, yeah, perfect. Thank you very much for that. It's helpful. It's pretty scary, that kind of thing. I mean, just more generally, this is a more general point of the question, really. I think Mr. Dodds' point is, you mentioning the regeneration process. I think we've got to look at this in the round. We've got to look at how we generate more income and reduce costs in relation to our other plans. I think perhaps the next meeting would be quite useful to have Chris Ashman or somebody to come talk to us about where we've got to with the regeneration process.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Linking everything together. And just one other very technical thing was, I thought the leasing numbers were a bit smaller. I appreciate it. Seven acts makes it horribly difficult, but there's one building we leased on, I think, just surely we can, and also, we've got this 3-year lease, and surely we'll be able to start preparing to increase the rent.
You're right, this is why we put in for either revision order.
Mm.
You cannot get people to invest when they can only have 3 years.
Mm.
They want to be able to give them 30 years. Or even longer in some cases, and if we want people to build, which will give us huge rate income, then we're probably likely to have to give them a 99 or 125 year lease to get that level, because we're talking about tens of millions of pounds worth of investment, which will bring us in very substantial levels of income. And the thing that is blighting the whole of Newport is this three-year lease. I mean, it is utter nonsense. I don't know who ever agreed that, but it's lost in a mist of time. And once we've got around that, then we can start motoring. Now, Chris Ashman and his team, I know, got visions for delivering a vibrant and more improved harbour linked directly through to Newport Centre, but without the capacity to deliver long leases,
it ain't going to happen. Yeah, that's very true. Okay. Anyone got any more comments about that? We obviously have a decision to make, option A or option B. John.
Thank you, Jeff. A bit more information in terms of premises costs. So that would be for a previous financial report. Just wondering if there's any sort of building maintenance costs, so that's where it was commissioned during the House of Commons section, were about £14,000. whereas the previous year there were about 3,200. That include repairs to buildings we have responsibilities for, also repairs to water bank or sometimes leak. As Lauren said, there was an additional 20,000 over the budget in terms of water leak costs. Increases in refuse collection disposal costs, and also an increase in premises insurance costs. Again, the building we're responsible for insuring about £1,500. So it's a combination of items, no single item that contributes to those.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Right. The options concerning the report. The option A, that the annual report and accounts are set out in Appendix 1 and 2 are approved and submitted to the DfT. And option B, that the annual report and accounts are not approved due to areas of concern being identified in one or both reports. The recommendation is that we do adopt option A. I can't see any reason why not to. Are members happy that we adopt option A? Thank you. So that's good. All right. I think we have a